At the table of grace, the cup's never empty. The plate's always full, and it's never too late to come and be filled with love never ending. You're always welcome at the table. You're welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he dines with you and you with him. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, is your chef, and I am your steward, Joshua Ojo. At our last gathering at the table, we saw that our Lord Jesus grew not only physically, but that he also grew spiritually. We saw that we are joint heirs with our Lord Christ. We also saw that the kingdom of God is bequeathed to us by our Heavenly Father. We, however, understood that we cannot possess our inheritance of the kingdom of God until Christ comes to maturity in us. Today, we will look at another perspective of our growth to maturity with the words of our Lord Jesus as our main dish. He spoke these words to us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. We will note that our Lord Christ did not sit with his Father in his throne until he had overcome. Furthermore, he clearly stated that only those who overcome will sit with him in his throne. As we had seen previously, only those who Christ is fully formed in possess their inheritance of the throne and its authority. These are otherwise said to be overcomers by our Lord Jesus. With this in mind, we will proceed to walk the pathway to being an overcomer so that we may enter into our inheritance. We begin our walk with finding out what or who do we overcome. John chapter 16 and verse 33 reveals in his words what our Lord Jesus overcame. I have spoken these things to you so that you might have peace in me. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He overcame the world. So what or who do we overcome? In 1 John chapter 2, from verses 12 to 14, the apostle of our Lord Jesus not only reveals the growth path of the child of God, but twice he also reveals who we overcome. We will, however, read only verse 14. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. We overcome the evil one. We overcome the prince of the world. Our Lord Jesus overcame. Now that we know that we are to overcome the world and her prince, how do we overcome? In John chapter 14 and verse 30, our Lord Jesus spoke these words. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. He declared that there was no correspondence in him with the prince of this world. In other words, There was no desire in him for all that the world has to offer. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, his apostle writes to us, "Neither give place to the devil." The apostle exhorts us not to give the devil a foothold within us. We should note that he said that except we give the devil a place in us, he cannot take it. Now, here is the summary of what is being said. An internal breach of security gives the victory to the enemy of our soul. Therefore, the primary pathway for you and I to overcome is to ensure that the prince of this world has nothing in us. How then do we ensure that there is nothing of the world in us? Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 17 gives us a comprehensive answer. We will, however, read only verses 1 to 3. "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Be mindful of things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life has been hidden with Christ in God." The apostle exhorts us to seek and set our mind on those things above and not those on the earth, seeing that we have been raised from the dead with our Lord Christ. We set our affections on things above because in our union with our Lord Christ, we are dead to the world. In the crucifixion and the burial of our old man with our Lord Jesus, we are no longer alive to the world with its lust and vainglory. Simply put, inherently, we have no desire for all that the world offers. Furthermore, our life is in our risen Lord and in his Father, both of whom are in heaven. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, the apostle writes, "We, however, are citizens of heaven, and we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven." Our citizenship is not of this world, but of heaven. So we have no business intermeddling in our hearts with the affairs of this transient evil world. We will walk further on the pathway to you and I becoming overcomers. It is written thus concerning our Lord Jesus in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Our Lord Jesus kept the joy set before him in view, and that enabled him to endure the excruciating agony and the shame of the cross. And consequently, he overcame the world and is seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high, with all authority in heaven and in earth at his disposal. Like our Lord Jesus, we need to know and to keep the objective in view in order for us to overcome. What then is our goal? In Ephesians chapter 2, from verses 1 to 10, we have written to us how greatly our Father loved us and what his love compelled him to do for us. Within this passage is also revealed our inheritance of the kingdom of heaven in our union with our Lord Christ. This is revealed in verses 4 to 6. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ. by grace you are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. In our union with our Lord Christ, we were not only resurrected from the dead with him, but we have also been made to sit with him in his Father's throne. And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, the Apostle Paul exalts in our heritage of the authority of the kingdom of heaven, saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ." Put otherwise, in our union with our Lord Christ, we have been empowered by our God and Father with every spiritual authority in the heavenlies. We would state emphatically that our being seated with our Lord Christ and being empowered with every spiritual authority in the heavenly places is not something to come in the future, but is our present day reality. However, this is our potential status. Here is where we are going in this phase of our walk on the pathway to being an overcomer. Walking in the reality of being seated with our Lord Christ on the throne in heaven, and the exercise of its authority on the earth, is the goal we must keep in view. With this goal in view, like our Lord Jesus, we are equipped to endure the adverse conditions that we will face in our quest to overcoming the world and her prince. In Acts chapter 14, verses 21 and 22, the Apostle Paul exhorts us thus, "Having proclaimed good news also to that city, and having discipled many, they turned back to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting to remain in the faith, and that through many tribulations it behoves us to enter into the reign of God." He exhorts us to remain steadfast and to press in to lay hold of our inheritance, regardless of difficulties that we will most certainly encounter. On this note, we will conclude our meal with the personal testimony of our brother John, written to us in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9. "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen."
My soul is thirsty, Lord, to know you as I know. Drink from the river that flows before your throne. Take me deeper in love with you.
We hope your whole spirit and soul and body have been nourished at the table of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You may send your comments and request for further clarification by WhatsApp to 0817-955-9161, 0817-955-9161, or send an email to thetableofourlord@gmail.com, thetableofourlord@gmail.com. Join our soon coming bridegroom at his table at the same time next week. The grace of our Lord Jesus is with your spirit. Amen.
Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close.
been before. I just wanna love you more.